Maybe it's just my age. I have, after all, lived through the last three impeachment drives as an adult. Or maybe it's because I've spent the last half century teaching modern world history and politics. Well, for whatever reason, I find that I'm watching the impeachment drive from a somewhat different perspective from folks around me, from most of those talking heads one encounters in the media. There is, for example, all that Republican talk that the impeachment is wrong because it will negate the results of what was clearly a legitimate constitutional, if unfortunately not democratic, elevation of Donald Trump to the presidency. And of course, by definition, a successful impeachment conviction does nullify an election. We all know that. The founders knew that and included it in the Constitution anyway because they understood that whether presidents actually lived up to their oaths of office or not also mattered. And then there's the idea that impeachment has something to do with policy differences between our two political parties. Nothing could be further from the truth. Indeed, we left policy behind quite some time ago for an existential battle over our entire constitutional system, the rule of law, and the checks and balances that are at the core of generations of relatively stable governance. And of course, there are all those folks trying to understand this in the context of the Nixon or Clinton impeachment battles. But again, this time is different. After all, both the Nixon and Clinton battles were merely about the fate of the individuals involved. And both of them, each committed despite their various very human flaws, largely struggled against impeachment using the tools available within our civil and constitutional system. And the ultimate resolution was about them, with Nixon resigning and Bill Clinton ignominiously finishing out his term after surviving a permanently reputation tarnishing Senate trial. But Donald Trump not only rejects constitutional norms, he clearly knows nothing of them, making the Trump impeachment not merely about the fate of Donald Trump, but of our entire constitutional system, not forgetting the very choice of those whom we find the media turning to help us understand. Indeed, we have seen a greater dependence on historians than the media is usually comfortable with. In itself, a worthwhile trend. History, after all, if it does not repeat, rhymes often enough to make the historical perspective terribly valuable. The problem, though, is whom they are asking analysis from. A bunch of experts on American history and politics, which on the surface might seem quite reasonable. However, as this commentator pointed out on these airwaves back in 2016, we are having not an American election, but a European one. Indeed, an election that was seeing the candidates who were drawing the most excitement, Trump and Sanders, drawing not from American political norms, but from European political legacies. In Trump's case, of course, early Italian fascism, and with Sanders, European-style social democracy, a reality that continues through the present moment, which forces the conclusion that those we need to hear from are not analysts steeped in American political history and culture, but more globally oriented scholars. Indeed, a few experts on the sort of nationalist popularism that saw Slobodan Milosevic rise to the height of Yugoslavian politics before he plunged that country into civil war might be helpful. And given the role of politicized evangelical Christianity in America these days, how about hearing from a few talking heads seeped in information on just how Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini managed to build a theocratic system built on the rule of religious clerics, and perhaps of greatest importance, a couple of Russian political experts who can help us understand how Putin turned Russia's post-USSR budding democracy into the bloodstained plutocratic dictatorship we see operating in Moscow today. Because anyone who thinks that America is immune to the democracy-destroying forces that have so undermined other, more open societies around the world is fooling themselves.